Anxiety and insecurity surrounding the impending Brexit deadline has settled like a cloud over the UK and Europe. How then to shake off those nervous jitters?
For me, the logical response was to channel that anxiety into making a disco album.
Rodri Marsden is a London-based writer and musician who has released an album just in time. It's called The Hustle, a Brexit disco symphony.
It kept me away from watching live broadcasts from the British Parliament, and ultimately it works out cheaper than therapy. The record isn't so much a protest about Brexit as a protest about the rhetoric that surrounds it. There are phrases over here that through sheer overuse have come to mean very strange and bizarre things, and that's what the songs are about, really. Freedom of movement is a good example. Our former Prime Minister Theresa May would endlessly talk about her commitment to ending freedom of movement. And of course, what she wants the country to hear is the end of freedom of movement for people to come to the UK. But it also represents the end of our freedom of movement to travel and work in mainland Europe. It's almost impossible to satirise, but I did my best. My particular bugbear is alternative arrangements, which is the phrase that politicians over here start to use to describe the way in which they will, in this case, avoid a hard border in Ireland when we leave the EU. If you're in a mess, you helped to create alternative arrangements, make it all great. So they just call it alternative arrangements without any further detail. But that's a gift for a songwriter, the idea that alternative arrangements are this panacea for everything. You know, they could unblock your kitchen sink. They could repair a family feud, you know, just use alternative arrangements. Alternative arrangements don't need to be defined. They're just for peace of mind. I had one angry tweet from a man who wanted to know why I hadn't written a song about my lack of respect for democracy. But, you know, there's only so many hours in a day. But they say that the function of protest songs is to help people not feel alone. So, you know, people might listen to it and think, yes, I always thought that the rhetoric from politicians was absolutely ridiculous. And I'm really glad I can now dance around my living room while thinking that. And that has to be a good thing.
Rodri Marsden with some new sounds for the UK dance floors, The Hustle, a Brexit disco symphony.